From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 957th broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, starring tonight, Jim Reeves.
Bimbo, bimbo, where you gonna go, yo? Bimbo, bimbo, what you gonna do, yo? Bimbo, bimbo, does your mommy know that you're going down the road to see a little girlie, yo? Bimbo is a little boy who's got a million friends, and every time he passes by, they all invite him in. He'll clap his hands, sing and dance, talk his baby talk with a hole in his pants, his knees sticking out, he's just big enough to walk. Bimbo, bimbo, where you gonna go, yo? Bimbo, bimbo, what you gonna do, yo? Bimbo, bimbo, does your mommy know that you're going down the road to see a little girlie, yo? You never catch him sitting still, he's just the roving kind. Although he's just a little boy, he's got a grown-up mind. Bimbo, bimbo, where you gonna go, yo? Bimbo, bimbo, what you gonna do, yo? Bimbo, bimbo, does your mommy know that you're going down the road to see a little girlie, yo? Bimbo, 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 bimbo.
Well, hi there, neighbors. We're real happy and proud to be here tonight. We're all set to get another Grand Ole Opry on the road, and here's Grant Turner with the starting lineup.
And a dandy it is, Jim. We got more talent around here tonight than you can shake a stick at. Our regular, Rod Brasfield.
Along with Cousin Minnie Pearl, Chester Atkins.
And Del Wood, Tommy Jackson, the Opry Square Dancer.
And our very special guest, Jimmy Skinner. Well, since next Friday is St. Valentine's Day, right now I want to introduce that comic Valentine from Hohenwald, Rod Brasfield.
Thank you, man. Thank you. That time was mighty nice. Howdy, Mr. Reeves. It's good to see you.
Howdy, Rod. Howdy, Rod. Glad to see you.
Jim, not long ago, I had the pleasure of working in a moving picture with Ferlin Husky and a bunch of them up there in New York.
Yes,
I know. And I saved old Ferlin Husky a lot of money there one day.
How'd you do that?
Well, he was standing out there in front of the hotel, and a city slicker walked up to him and was trying to sell him the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah.
And he done reached in his pocket for his billfold.
Yeah.
And I walked up there and saved him his money. You see, I done bought it.
Say, Rod, I saw an ad in the paper that might interest you. A feller down in South America wants to sell a monkey ranch.
A monkey ranch?
Yeah, a monkey ranch. And I thought you'd be just the guy to buy it.
Oh, flitter, no, Jim. I don't want no monkey ranch. Monkey ranch. Any work I have to do, I can do with a pair of pliers.
I see.
You know something, Jim? Time is marching on, ain't it?
It certainly is.
It's nearly time to pay income tax again.
Oh, goodness, don't tell me that again.
Well, I know I hate to think of it myself, but then it worries me.
It worries me.
January's gone and February's here.
That's right.
I hate to see January go because I love January. A lot of great people was born in the month of January. You take Benjamin Franklin. He was born in January.
Yeah.
You know him. He's the man that put lightning in a bottle.
Lightning in a bottle?
Yeah, nowadays it's done in a distillery, you know what I mean? I decided I wanted to start this 1958 off right, and I got me a job working for Buddy Brownlow in a department store down there in Hohenwald.
I know Buddy. He's doing all right, too.
Yeah, and he said he's going to pay me between $98 and $100 a week.
Now, that's a pretty good salary for you, between $98 and $100 a week.
I know it, and that's just what I got, between $98 and $100 a week. $2. My first customer was my gal Susie.
Susie.
Yeah, she come in there and wanted to buy a dress.
Yeah.
And I was showing her the dresses on the rack there, you know. And I told her, I said, Susie, you ought not to wear them low cut evening gowns because you ought not to wear them low cut evening gowns, you know. I tell you, Jim, when that there Susie puts on one of them real low-cut evening gowns, you can't tell whether that there gown is slipping down or Susie jumping up.
I've seen it. I've seen it. Yes, sir.
And I told Susie, I said, Susie, honey, I'm not being criticizing or anything like that, but I just want to tell you that you ought to show a little more discretion. Uncle Sipe was standing there, and he says, if she does, she'd get arrested. Susie had the last word, though.
Women usually do, Rod.
I know what you mean. She says, I want you to know, Rod, when I wear the right clothes for the right occasion. If I go riding, I wear a riding habit.
That's right.
Riding clothes.
Should.
If I go walking, I wear walking clothes.
Naturally.
And in the evening, I wear evening clothes.
Surely.
Uncle Sipe says, Rod, I hope she don't get invited to a birthday party.
Yes, sir, Rod certainly does have a time. Well, now it's about time we brought on our guest. He certainly is no stranger to the Grand Ole Opry, even if he does hail from up around Ohio way, makes records for Mercury, and has lots of other talents, too. Let's make him welcome now, your friend and mine, Jimmy Skinner. Yes, sir. Jim, it's a real pleasure to have you with us tonight.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here. And I got a little song I like to do for the folks, and I hope you like it. It's sort of a Valentine song, if you want to stretch the point, called I Found My Girl in the USA.
Yes, sir.
They sing about little German maid, somebody we draw by. They tell about little geisha girl whose love is true and fine. I met them all, but I didn't fall. I waited for that day and found my girl here in the good old USA. I met her where the bluegrass grows and the mountains meet the sky. We're happy now in a cottage small with a baby about so high. I was lonesome too while over there, but I waited for that day and found my girl here in the good old USA.
Rusty.
I've seen your Filipino baby and your pretty Caroline too. Watch the geisha girls all in a whirl with a cute little dance they do. They were all so wonderful and sweet, still I'm proud that I can say I found my girl here in the good old USA. I met her where the bluegrass grows and the mountains meet the sky. We're happy now in a cottage small with a baby about so high. I was lonesome too while over there, but I waited for that day and found my girl here in the good old USA.
Thank you. Hey, Mr. Reeves, James, can I read my poem now?
Okay, all right. I know I'm going to hate myself for this, but here is Rod Valentino Brassfield and a little Valentine poem.
Valentine Day is mighty swell, but I guess there's something I ought to tell. My true love ain't Susie. Now hear what I say. First comes my pipe, packed with good PA. That just killed me.
I sort of wish it had.
Well, don't you get the message? Pretty soon it's Valentine's Day. Like every other Prince Albert smoker, I want folks to know that I love a pipe full of good PA.
It's always fresh, mild, cool smoking. Comfortable, too, and crimp cut to burn slow and even.
Yeah, greatest relaxation in the world, fella in his P.A. pipe.
And only Prince Albert smoking tobacco gives a fella that rich, tasty, natural tobacco flavor.
You making men, too. Reach for Prince Albert and an OCB paper, and buddy, you got a smooth-looking, smooth-tasting smoke.
Pipe smoker or Macon's man, enjoy the National Joy Smoke, America's largest-selling smoking tobacco, Prince Albert. Here's Shorty Lavender and all the Grand Ole Opry Square Dancers in the tune called Katie Hill. So come on, grab that Valentine and let's dance.
Hey, wave and seed, wave that pretty girl home green hand. Oh, and play with that swing, that kind of ball, sir. Swing, mom, swing, come, swing, that girl's mutton ball. Hey, don't even touch it till the outlaw hands up and dance by late to 11. Dance like a dancer Saturday night. Turn around, you're going wrong, baby. Party no more when you need a sweet old smile. Everybody go home, girl. Swing on, swing for swing. Let's go, party tall. So later on, Jim, don't go in the pool. Swing it, everybody says. Swing on, swing for swing. It doesn't matter. How do you do it? Saturday night. Wait to see where that burger home to be. How do
Thank you, Shorty and Square Dancers. Well, next Friday really is Valentine's Day, and I want you to do something for me, if you will. I want you, whoever you are, to go to that loved one and say, I love you, no matter how hard it is, no matter if you haven't said these words for a long time. Do it. See how good it makes them feel, and you too. And any time you aren't satisfied with the way you've lived, the way you've acted, remember the words of this song. And come evening, when the shadows gather and the lights are low, look up and try an evening prayer.
If I have wounded some poor soul today, if I have caused one foot to go astray, if I have walked in my own willful way, dear Lord, forgive. If I have uttered idle words in vain, if I have turned aside from want or pain, lest I offend some other through the strain, dear Lord, sins I have confessed to thee. Forgive the sacred sins I do not see. Oh, guide me, love me, and my keeper be, dear Lord, forgive.
That's wonderful, Jim. Wonderful words and thoughts and wonderful singing. Thank you, Grant, very much. Now here's the boy who's a regular feature on the Grand Ole Opry, one of the greatest electric guitarists in the world today, Chet Atkins and the Portuguese Washerwoman. Chester Atkins. Well, now it's time we heard from another Valentine, the gal who doesn't just think about marriage, she just plain worries about it, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Howdy!
Howdy!
I'm just so proud to be here. Well, sir, I sure am proud to be here. Now, Rodley Brassfield, he's talking about being up in the New York City. Well, I was up there myself last night, and, oh, I had me an awful good time up there. You know, they say that them big cities is unfriendly, you know, to us folks from down here in the country, but, why, they was awful friendly to me. All them folks up there was. They looked at me and just smiled. One of them laughed right out loud. I was sitting in the hotel lobby yesterday, up there in one of them big hotels where I was put up at, and I was just sitting in the hotel lobby, just minding my business, working on my quilt. And there was two nice-looking fellers come by, and I kind of rolled my eyeballs at them, and they rolled them back one at a time, and... One of them, I heard what they said about me. One of them said to the other, and he said, I believe that's the ugliest girl I ever seen. Other said, yes, yeah, she's ugly, but she might be a pretty good old girl. You know, beauty's only skin deep. And the other said, well, let's skin her. I can't help the way I look. When they passed around looks, I thought they said books, and I said, give me a funny one. But I ain't two-faced or out of war or the other. Well, sir, I tell you, though, the thing that worried me most about going up there to that big city, my feller, he worried about me. You know, it ain't safe for a pretty girl to go off by herself, you know, up there in one of them places. And anything's liable to happen. It don't ever to me, but it's liable to. But, why, my feller come by the night before I went up there, and we were sitting there on the double settee, and, oh, it is so nice. We was just sitting there. You know, on these cold nights when it's so cold outside, you sit there in front of the fire and just sort of talk to one another, and, oh, it's so romantical. Except for one thing. We got a great big old tall grandfather clock in our front room. It stands away up tall, and it ticks slow. Every time my fella comes over to keep me company, sound like that old clock saying, take your time. Take your time. I want to get one of them fast ticking little clocks goes, get together, get together, get together. We are sitting there, and my feller says to me, he says, well, we was just talking to one another, and I says to him, do you think kissing shortens a person's life? And my feller has it says, well, I don't know as it shortens a person's life or not, but it sure makes the time go faster. So we just sat there getting older and older and older. Bye now, see you next time. Hey, Jim, there's one thing I almost forgot.
What is it, Minnie?
All you girls, if you're stuck for a nice present for your fella on Valentine's Day, that's next week, give him Prince Albert smoking tobacco. It's America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Because it's always fresh, always cool smoking, always comfortable to smoke.
And the taste. Tell him about the wonderful taste of PA.
Nothing like it, because only Prince Albert keeps all the fine flavor nature puts in tobacco and lifts it up, making it richer, tastier, more pleasing to a fellow with a pipe.
And making men?
Making men can depend on Crimp Cut Prince Albert to roll smooth, to smoke smooth. Yes, sir, with Prince Albert and an OCB paper, you've got the makings of a perfect smoke. Minnie, that's a good idea. Pipe smokers and making men everywhere will really go for a Valentine gift of Prince Albert's smoking tobacco.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, Mormons say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Now it's a good idea if we get our guest back out here, Jimmy Skinner, back out here for another number now. So here he is to tell us what makes a man wonder.
Hey! Do you wonder what makes a man wonder? Do you wonder what makes a man long? Do you wonder what makes a man hunger for a woman when he has one at home. Why must there be fascination, even though he knows that it's wrong? Why can't he look with admiration on the one who cares and waits for him at home? Do you wonder what makes a man wonder? Do you wonder what makes a man wrong? It's the warm red lips of a woman, the kind a man should always leave alone. Why must there be fascination, even though he knows that it's wrong? Why can't he look with admiration on the one who cares and waits for him at home? Do you wonder what makes a man wonder? Do you wonder what makes a man wrong? It's the warm red lips of a woman, the kind of man should always leave alone.
Jimmy, thanks a lot. You've been a wonderful guest.
Thank you, Jim. It's been a pleasure being on your show.
All right. Jimmy Skinner, friends. Now, here is another regular on the Opry, looking just as pretty as she can. It's that wizard of the keyboard, lovely Del Wood, just like a lace valentine. Del! The tune, Just Because, Del Wood and Just Because. Well, it looks like it's my turn now to sing a song, so here is what I think is one of the prettiest tunes, at least one of the prettiest I've ever recorded. It was written for me by a very good friend of mine and a friend to music, because she's written many, many great songs. I'm talking about Cindy Walker. I recorded this one a couple of months back, 3 months for RCA. Hope you'll enjoy hearing it again. Anna Marie Floyd.
While the snowflakes are falling, here in my dreams I can see the white cherry blossoms of Charmont. I walk with Anna Marie. Anna Anna Marie, my heart c'est vous, mi ami beaucoup. I miss you, Anna Marie. My love was pledged to another, but I knew as I crossed the sea that I'd never love any other. Love my Anna Marie. Anna Marie, Anna Marie, my heart remembers and sighs. C'est vous, c'est vous. Mi ami beaucoup, I miss you, Anna Marie. I miss you, Anna
for tonight, everyone. We're glad you could be with us for the Grand Ole Opry. Be back again next week when Ray Price will be your star and his guest will be Autry Inman. Join us then for sure, won't you? We'll come calling for you in the old buckboard and all get together and have a wonderful, wonderful time at the Grand Ole Opry. This is Jim Reeves for all of us saying good night. God bless you, and join us next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette. You get more smoking comfort, more flavor all the way. Camel smoke so good and mild, they lead all brands today. What do you love and why do you love it? What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette.
The best tobaccos make the best smoke. The special Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled. That's why no other cigarette today tastes so rich, smokes so mild. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.